Good morning, Tom Brady. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Cliche question. What did you do to relax on the bye week? And the second part of that is, were you compelled to watch football yesterday, or did you avert your eyes from the game?
Yeah, my family and I got away for a couple of days. It was really nice to be with our kids. You know, they get not neglected this time of year, but there's just not as much time. So it was nice to get away for 2 or 3 days. And yes, I did watch football yesterday. So not the whole, you know, not really the whole day, but, you know, bits and pieces of certain games, and then seeing what happened in our division, which was great for our team. And then, you know, a little bit of the game last night. So it's interesting to be a spectator. I haven't been, you know, there's not too many weekends where we're really spectators. So really once a year. And, you know, it's fun to just kind of sit back and watch a little bit.
I was going to say, are you comfortable sitting on the couch and watching Scott Hansen and the Red Zone Channel and whatever games you flip in between? Or is there a little antsiness in there as well?
A little antsiness just because, you know, it's still football season. So you're paying attention to what's going on with the games. You're still watching, you know, a little schematic stuff and just interested in what other teams are doing. And then, you know, and then to watch the TV copy, which, you know, we don't see that much with commentating and highlights and replays and all those types of things. You know, we don't, at least I don't, you know, watch those things, you know, hardly ever. Mm-hmm. So it's just more for me, the film I watch on our team, on the opposing team, is always just, it's a, you know, the way the NFL films, which is you could see quite a bit more than what you see on the screen. But it's pretty neat to see the real-time action, the replays, and I could see that Red Zone channel is incredible.
Yep.
I mean, you just see everything you want. So.
It is. It's heaven.
So, it's pretty neat.
What do you say last night you watched some of it, and we all watched some of it. I was done at halftime.
That's when I was done.
It's 42-0, Tom, and Aaron Rodgers has 6 touchdown passes. Were you tempted to stay up and see if he broke, like, all the records? Or were you and were you surprised? I know you played Chicago. You had your way with them. You have Green Bay coming up in a few weeks. What are you thinking when you watch one team so dominant over another? Is there something there, like emotional, some component there where you say, wow, one team has given up and the other team is just riding high?
There might be. I mean, it's, you know, when a team like Green Bay, you know, that has that type of prolific offense, when they get rolling and they get rolling at home, I mean, it's just, it's hard to compete with them. They've had, you know, they're one of the best home teams in the NFL. So they've, to kind of like we are, you know, there's times where we get rolling on offense at home and it's just the crowd gets into it. There's so many, there's so much momentum that gets built up that the game ends up kind of being a runaway. So, you know, Green Bay had it going last night, and offensively they're so good. And Aaron Rodgers was playing so well. So I was interested to see if they were, you know, 6 at halftime and you know, see if they would go for, you know, some of those records, but, you know, they didn't, you know, it still ended up, you know, being a blowout. So, but they're a great team. I think, you know, Indy's obviously off this last week, so we didn't get to watch them, but, you know, I've seen all the stuff that they do, and, you know, they're a real good team, obviously, and we play them at home. So they play really well at home too. You know, they got a great quarterback, so it's going to be a fun week to get ready, and it'll be a great game next Sunday night.
They yanked Aaron Rodgers in the third quarter. Are you disgusted by that? I mean, that wouldn't be the Patriots style. That's not Belichick style.
Well, I think, you know, once they figured they got it pretty well wrapped up, which, you know, you never know in the NFL. I think whenever we've had big leads, you know, things change quickly. I mean, they score a touchdown, they get a turnover, they score again quickly, you get an onside kick. I mean, I don't know. Things can happen pretty quickly. Not, you know, not that they're going to score 40 points in 4 minutes, but, you know, you really sometimes really don't want them to make it a game. You just kind of want to, you know, if you're up 30, you want to just kind of keep it that way. You don't want to, you know, let it dwindle to 16, and you're like, okay, it's really not 2 possessions. And so, you know, sometimes when you're on the field, you really want to make sure that the game's out of reach. And maybe that's what Green Bay did. I know, you know, that's for us what we've done at times. And then you give some other guys opportunities to play that maybe don't have as many chances. But, you know, I always like being in there till the end. That's what I prefer. But, you know, that's not always my call.
You know, Luck's thrown for already over 3,000 yards, I think. He's on pace for, like, 5,400. He's thrown a million touchdown passes. It's only his third year, but are you comfortable putting him in that sort of category of the top guys in the league with you and Manning and Rodgers? Is Luck there already in the middle of year three?
Well, he's a great player. There's no question. He was the first pick overall. He had a great college career. He's off to a great start in his pro career. So it's hard to compare anybody to Peyton Manning. He's done so much. I've played for 15 years, so I think it's pretty unfair to compare anybody to people who have had that kind of experience and played that many games, that many playoff games. Not to say that he could play in very well many more than I have. I'm not saying he can't do that, but like I said, for me, it's always tough comparing players because every system is different. I mean, some teams are built around, throwing the ball. Some teams are built around running the ball. Some teams are balanced. Some teams love, are more defensive-minded. Some teams are more, passing-oriented. I think we're a real balanced team, which is, I think, why we always have a great chance to compete over the course of 4 or 5 months of the season, where we play in, really pretty nice weather in September. We play really tough, hard-nosed football come December, January. We need to have really good defense, obviously. I think we're really, we're a team that has always been built for three great phases of our team, offense, defense, special teams. So all those are important to winning. And, I think hopefully that's the reason, that's one of the reasons why, we've been pretty successful here, for a while.
Tom, if the Colts 6-3 beat the Patriots on Sunday night, they'll earn the head-to-head tiebreaker with the Pats. If the Pats win, obviously you strengthen your position in the race for the number one seed. And I say that to ask this: to what extent does Bill Belichick and/or the coaching staff make the team aware of that kind of, I wouldn't call it minutia, but import of the particular game, or does he just let you figure it out organically on your own?
Well, I think everybody kind of. We get asked questions like you're asking. So, there's obviously significance to every game we play. When you play teams that are at the top of their division, there's even more significance. But, at the same time, we're going to be a very different team at the end of the year than we are now. And if we, have the opportunity to be in the playoffs, that's a great thing. But, we haven't earned that yet. So just to focus on our individual weeks, which has served us well, that's what we need to do because, we can't win five games, in one weekend. We can win one game, and this game happens to be the one that, we're up against. So I hope that we can put together a great week. We got an extra time to prepare. So do they. They'll be healthy. Hopefully, we can be as healthy as possible. And, then you go out and you play a team who really plays really well at home. And, we're going to see what we're made of. We've if we won two games on the road, we've lost two. I think that, we've got to start playing our best football on the road, which is what it's going to take.
Tom, the Patriots are 10-4 under Belichick in games following the bye. Why is that?
That's a good question. We pretty much approach every week the same. It's, for as long as I've been here, we're very consistent with the way that we, deal with our preparation, the way we deal with our week-to-week process. So whether it's 2 weeks to prepare, 1 week or 4 days, like we had, against the Jets this year, those Thanksgiving days we played, or traveling to London or traveling to the West Coast, it's always, we try to prepare the same way. So I'm not sure. It's just, for me, I feel like we kind of do the same thing every week. So
I was going to say, isn't he better than 10-4 overall?
I just read a stat.
I know, but think about that. That's good, but he's good on every.
His winning percentage. Sorry, Tom. Your winning percentage. Belichick's winning percentage is 73%. So his bye week is 71. It's actually lower.
Yeah.
Bad during after the bye week?
What are we doing?
What is your problem?
Hey, Tom. We talked last week. There was a story Bill Simmons had in one of his calls. He was hanging out with Julian Edelman, and he said they had a few drinks in them, and Edelman was raving about you and saying how people don't understand how dedicated you are to the job. And he mentioned that you go to bed at 8:30 every night. I guess you didn't do it last night, not quite 8:30. But we were discussing whether that's really true. And what other things do you do that makes you that makes you so enviable in Julian Edelman's eyes and other guys? I mean, do you do, like, eat right, don't drink, you know, do other things that separate you from the average NFL quarterback?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, you know, really what those other guys do. I do go to bed very early because I'm up very early. I think that the decisions that I make are always, they always probably center around performance enhancement, if that makes sense. So whether that's what I eat or what decisions I make or, you know, whether I drink or don't drink, or it's always football centric. You know, it's, I want to be the best I can be every day. I want to be the best I could be every week. I want to be the best I can for my teammates. So, you know, I love the game and I want to do it for a long time, but I also know that if I want to do it for a long time, I have to do things differently than the way that guys have always done it. You know, because you hear stories of people when they get older, you know, this declined or this declined. And, you know, I don't really believe those things. So, you know, I have to kind of take a different approach. So from the way, you know, strength training and conditioning and, you know, how I really treat my body, it's important to me because there's really nothing else that I enjoy like playing football. So I want to do it for as long as I can. And that's, you know, what a lot of the decisions that I make that I hopefully does affect my teammates, because I know a lot of my teammates have the same goal. And a guy like Jules, I mean, who's, you know, more dedicated than anybody, you know, he's very much the same way. So I think, you know, those are the type of guys you love to play with that are going to do everything they can to help the team, that are going to, you know, be their best all the time in the off season. You know, when the lights aren't shining, it's, you know, that's when it matters the most.
Well, what if the 37-year-old Tom Brady could talk to the 25-year-old Tom Brady? What advice would he give him?
The 25-year-old Tom Brady had a great time. I probably wouldn't change much of those days. It was a different time than it is now, because there's just so much attention now, and I don't know how any of these young players do it, but, you know, it was kind of fast and loose back then, and, you know, I was still a responsible person, and, you know, I've always had a certain, you know, responsibility that I've always felt, but. I'd say more so now, you know, when you have obviously a wife and kids, it's your life transitions into other things. So, you know, it's simplified in a lot of ways, in that now it's just football and it's being with my family, and that's the most important stuff. So I wouldn't change anything when I was 25. It would have lasted a little longer.
So when Gronk calls and leaves a message to say we're going out tonight, you generally ignore that message.
Yeah, let them do that. I mean, that's what they should be doing. You know, and I tell them that. I say, you guys live it up, enjoy it, because, you know, there's going to be a time where you don't have that opportunity again. But, you know, you try to make good decisions, and your mistakes, you don't want them to be permanent. So, you know, you have to be careful with everything you do now. But, you know, you should, when you're in your youth, you should have fun. You should do those things that young guys do.
How significant is this role in Ted 2? I read an interview with Wahlberg. He said you guys shot for a couple of days, and he said you guys did a lot of improv. So I'm guessing, though, that you play a character named Tom Brady in this movie, no?
It's pretty – well, I guess Mark told me it was pretty funny. I've known Mark for a long time. So he asked me to do it. They were filming in Boston. It happened to be on a day where I could do it. And, yeah, they – hopefully through creative editing, it ends up being pretty good. But – I liked the first movie a lot, and you know, it was pretty cool to do something that's really outside the box. And I guess I've got a little more comfortable with over the years in filming stuff like that. So it was fun to do it, and you know, I hopefully it turns out.
And you're in the Entourage movie next year too, right?
Do you talk to the bear? Do you have a conversation with Ted?
Yes, I do.
What was that? Who are you actually talking to? Just a stuffed animal, or is there somebody there? How does that work?
Well, Seth is there doing the voice, and then they have kind of a stand-in bear, and so it's pretty funny.
Is it pretty? I would imagine it's pretty. It's gonna be a hard R, that movie. I was reading the story about. So is it pretty? A lot of salty language in that scene.
Yes.
Another boy.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Appropriate.
Hey, Tom. I can assure you that no matter how good or bad you are, you'll be better than Phil Sims in Elementary. I saw that little preview yesterday. If you just show up, you'll be better than Sims was.
I'm going to tell him that.
Hey, Mike Reese points out that the Patriots have scored points in the final 2 minutes of the first half in 8 of your 9 games, and furthermore, you've scored 12 times after the 2 minute warning. Is that a tribute to situational football and knowing how to do that?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty. You know, that's pretty cool because I think we talk about that a lot, and especially when we have possessions coming out of the second half. You know, if you can get, you know, 2 possessions before they touch the ball. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, that's a big swing in the game. So we've done a really good, our defense has done a great job getting us the ball. We've made a lot of plays defensively to get us the ball. And then, you know, offensively, you know, one of our goals is always to, you know, make sure they don't touch it again. So it's great to score with under, you know, 20 seconds left and end the half that way. You know, that's really happened. We've done a good job of that over the years, not just this year, but you know, certainly this year it's come up a lot, and we've scored multiple touchdowns now in that situation, multiple scores inside of, you know, 2 minutes, like Mike pointed out. So it's a big plus for us. It's a big strength. You know, it's going to need to be this week, too.
Are you aware that the Patriots backup bowl is played next Sunday, and you can actually watch it with an 8:30 start in India, in Indy? It's Ryan Mallett, who's been named the starting quarterback, versus Mr. Hoyer for the Browns. Who are you rooting for in that one?
Wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's those guys are both, you know, Brian, what he's done this year has been awesome. We've always kept in touch. And, you know, when Matt was starting at the beginning of the year, Castle, I thought it would, you know, when Matt and Brian were starting, it was pretty cool. And then I knew Ryan was going to get an opportunity at some point because, you know, Ryan's, you know, a really good player. So, you know, it'll be good for both those guys. I mean, for Ryan to get his first start in NFL after, you know, 3 years of waiting, you know, he'll be ready to go. And, you know, Brian's had that team rolling. They're in first place. So, you know, I have no idea who's going to win that game, but I'd love to, you know, I'm going to watch it for as much as I can. I'd love to see both those guys get out there and play and do really well.
All right. Plus, I think Tim Tebow's done for the Bears next week. That'll be fun.
It'd have to be better. Quarterback question of the week, Tom, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com. for your exceptional offers. Is practicing on a daily basis against Darrelle Revis a pain in the ass curse or a beneficial blessing?
Well, I think it's beneficial in every way for our offense and certainly for the receivers because you know that the guy you're going against in practice is better than, you know, everybody that you're going to go against in the game because he challenges every play, every throw. You know, he plays short throws, he plays deep throws. I mean, he's got all the ability, so it's a huge benefit for our team. I think it's been a great thing for, you know, all the young players to go against, and just to see his competitiveness and his how physical he is. I mean, those are all, you know, really, you know, strong points that help our team in ways that people necessarily wouldn't think.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, Tom Brady.